Hi, thank you for joining. This session is all about responsive RUM. This is a very simple technique all of you can apply to get more value out of your RUM data. My name is Tim, and I'm a web performance architect at Akamai, and I also run the largest scale modeling website in the world. And on a day-to-day basis, I'm in touch with real user monitoring. And I really like RUM or real user monitoring. Why? Because it gives me very valuable insights in the performance of my website under real-world conditions. No matter if my visitors are using their cell phone on the train or if they're sitting at home in the sofa using a tablet, I can see how my website behaves under these conditions. So that's great. So I love RUM. Now, my love is not endless. And the main reason why it's not endless is it is not responsive. Real user monitoring, all the tools, open source or commercial, are very modern. And still they don't support responsive design. They support Core Web Vitals. They support single page apps, or some of them can even measure service worker startup time. So all modern techniques, still responsive design, which is not new, is not supported. The closest we can get is this very simplistic classification, desktop, mobile, tablet. You see this everywhere. Now, from my perspective, in order to measure, to analyze performance, this is too simplistic. It might have worked 10 years ago when devices looked like this. Today, where large phones can be bigger than small tablets, or where large tablets can be bigger than small desktops, and where some people have big screens like this, this very simplistic classification no longer works. So in order to get most of your RUM data, we need, in a responsive world, responsive RUM. And there are two things I will share with you how you can get there, and it's actually pretty very easy. But before we get there, we need to fix a first bias. Bias, the device type bias. What do I mean with that? If you're looking at your data, every tool has this classification. So 48% of my users are mobile. Now, when I zoom in on mobile, in my mind, I make this automated connection that mobile corresponds to cellular. And when I zoom in on desktop, it corresponds to broadband. Now, we all know that this is not true. Still, in day-to-day discussions, in day-to-day blog posts, when we talk about mobile, hey, how is your mobile performance? You will answer in a talk about a phone on a cellular connection. Oh, my mobile performance is much, much slower than desktop. Desktop meaning desktop in combination with broadband. And this is everywhere. Google PageSpeed Insights, awesome tool, love it. There we have two classifications, mobile and desktop. Mobile, if you read the documentation, it's a mid-range phone using a cellular connection, while desktop is a big screen on a fast connection. So it's really everywhere. Now, why is this a problem? It's a problem because it can really ruin your analysis. Let me share two examples. This is the connectivity of mobile devices on my website. Now, suppose you look at the median largest contentful paint or any other timers. What would you look at in this case? Here you see that almost 70% of the users is using a cable connection. That's somebody sitting at home connected to the Wi-Fi. That's still a broadband connection. Now, if you're just focusing on mobile, and you're looking at all the data, and you think you have no performance problem, you might be wrong. Why? Because you're actually looking at a mobile device on a cable connection at the median levels. Same for desktop. Many of my customers, they like to look for desktop at the higher percentiles, for example, 90th or 95th percentile. If you do that, and you wonder, why is my performance on desktop so slow? Look here, 15% is using a cellular connection. What is that? In a world where we could still travel, that's people on the train using their work laptop and connecting to the Wi-Fi of their cellular phone, which remains a cellular connection. Or some of my visitors are really living in the middle of nowhere, and the only way to get internet is a cellular modem in their homes. So first thing is, before we go into the next steps, is make sure that whenever you zoom in on your performance, don't make the mistake to just look at the device type. Take at least into account the device type and the connection. Now, screen quality. The very simplistic classification does not take into account screen quality. And again, 10 years ago, a pixel was a pixel. In 2021, we have Retina screens. Some screens on some phones having even 3x or 4x. What does it mean? That the amount of image pixels you can ship in order to have good quality needs to be increased. How do you do that? This is an example from my website, a very simple thumbnail. 10 years ago, that was 160 pixels big. In order to have a good quality on a Retina screen, I need to add the source set element. So I specify, if you're a Retina screen, don't ship the 160 pixels image, ship the 320 pixels image, because that's 2x. Now, why does that matter from a performance perspective, you might ask? Here, it's a thumbnail, who cares? Here is, for this thumbnail, default 6 kilobytes, 1.5x is 10 kilobytes, and the 2x version is 22 kilobytes. Now, performance difference between 6 and 22, who cares? Now, this is a thumbnail. Suppose you have a search with 50 thumbnails. 6 times 50 is 300 kilobytes. 50 times 22, it's more than 1 megabyte. Will that impact the performance? Does that impact your performance budget? Likely, yes. Maybe not on a desktop connection, but on a cellular connection, potentially yes. So how do you get that extra information in RAM? It's very easy. In JavaScript, if you type in window.devicePixelRatio in your console, you will get the DPR, or device pixel ratio, of your screen. So what do I do on my website? I read that variable on every page, and I send that to my analytics, both the marketing analytics as well as RAM. And what information do you get? Something like this. So 1x, 2x, 3x.